Praise the Lord. It's another wonderful opportunity that God has given us for our daily inspiration, an opportunity to encourage and inspire one another with the Word of God as we continue exploring our annual theme, the year of our overflow, because we strongly believe that this is the year when God will do more than enough. This is the year when God will exceed our expectations. We have set our goals far too long in a low position. But we strongly believe that this is the year when God is going to exceed our expectations, even as we overflow in His grace and in His mercies. You know, somebody once told me that when I compare my needs to what God can do, it is like a small fish trusting God or praying for a small pond. And God takes the fish to the ocean and tells the fish, here, little fish, is the ocean. Drink as much as you want. And it is my prayer that even as we walk with God this year, as we partner with God, our experience with Him will be like that little fish. Here, oh fish, is all the ocean of grace. Drink as much as you want. And I strongly believe that there is going to be a portion in 2024. Yesterday we saw that God does not just give us enough. He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or imagine, even what we cannot verbalize, even what we may not be able to explain to Him. Sometimes our feelings are so deep that we are not able to explain them with words. God is able to do much more than we ask or imagine. And so, my brother, my sister, do not limit God. Just believe that He is able to exceed your target. Believe that He is able to exceed your goals. Believe that He is able to do much more, because that is what overflow is all about. When He was talking to His disciples, Jesus one day asked them a question. In the book of Matthew chapter 7 and verse 9, which of you, if your son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask Him? What a question. And that is why we are saying, how much more? If we try as much as it's within our capacity to meet the needs of our children, when your child asks you maybe for a shoe, for clothing, or maybe for school textbooks, or maybe stationery, you try your level best to make sure that you meet that need. God is asking you, if you try and you're fallen, you're evil, you're limited, and God is limitless, then He's asking you a question that you need to ask yourself as you take your goals to God by prayer this year. If you then, being evil, know how to give what your children ask, you know how to give gifts. If you know how to give good gifts to your children, you don't go for the second heart. You try to get the much that you can afford for your child. What about God, who is limitless in capacity, who is limitless in capability? How much more? That is what He is asking. How much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask Him? Why are you limiting God? You're just asking for the second class. God, you can give me the secondary. I may not be able to get this. I'm trusting you for this. And I still remember the words God gave me when I got my first job. Charles, never budget with your pocket, budget with my pocket. And that is a challenge I want to throw to you, even as you trust God this year. But as human as you are, and with all the limitations that you have, if you do everything possible, if you do everything possible, everything in your capability to preach your children, to answer the prayers and the priests of your children, God is asking you that question, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good gifts to those who ask? God is willing to give good gifts to those who will ask him. I pray that you and me are going to be the category of askers. We're not going to limit God. We're not going to just set a goal. We are trusting God to exceed that goal in this year of our overflow. In our businesses, we are trusting God to exceed that goal. In our marriage relationships, we are trusting God to exceed that goal. When it comes to the education of our children and even their performances in life, we are trusting God to exceed the standards we have set, because our God is a God who abounds in much more. Let us pray together. Father, in Jesus' name, we are grateful for the encouragement we draw from your word. You have reminded us that you are a God who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or imagine. And I pray for my brother and my sister who have set goals that they would wish to achieve this year. Some of them have set the bar too low because of past disappointments. How I pray that you will challenge our faith in this year of overflow to trust you for much more. Your word is telling us how much more can your heavenly Father give good gifts to those who ask. And I pray that my sister and my brother, as they ask more, as they seek you for more, as they set the bar high, that Lord, you will raise your standard even to meet that which they are trusting you for. Thank you for speaking to us in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you so much. I'm so grateful that you joined us for this inspiration. Thank you for sharing your time with us. Thank you for those wonderful comments. And thank you for taking your time to share this message to be a blessing to someone else. God can do much more. Trust him for much more. Have a blessed day. And thank you so much.